Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Ken.
And today we are going over the week two results of the All-Star Touch Football League. And go ahead, Ken.
All right. The Prospects beat the Decepticons 38-7. Steel City beat the Panthers 49-14. The Ravagers beat Colonial Diner 20-6. The Hybrids beat the Immortal Kings 36-18. Camden beat Price Electric 34-32. Rock Bottom beat the Patriots 34-20. GC Irish beat the Braves 20-13.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Oh, God. What a game, man. It was a good game. It was a good game yesterday between the Braves.
I mean, you guys were fighting. They just bullshit penalties gave them too much time on the ball.
And with the ball.
Yeah, on the fourth quarter, they probably had the ball like for 10 minutes just from dumb penalties that kept getting them closer and closer to the end zone.
A holding. A defensive holding.
Yeah.
An offside.
And a fucking unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary roughness. A personal foul.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of dumb stuff.
And they just kept getting their way closer and closer to the end zone with all the bullshit.
They were still at midfield. If you watched that play, they were pretty much 5 yards from midfield.
He like threw like a bomb.
He just threw it up. I mean, he threw it up. And you know, it was just a bad play.
It was like a fucking bomb.
Misjudged ball by my guy, Mr. Cash, who had a hell of a game.
Yeah, plus there was a couple of drop touchdowns on your end.
Yeah. I mean, every team could probably say that.
Yeah.
Every team could probably say
but
that.
But it was definitely like both teams were fighting the whole time.
It was a good game, man. It was a good game.
Dirty Mark belly flopped on Sean. I think I actually have that on film.
Yeah, we got to put that on there.
Dirty Mark did his belly flop on Sean. It was laying on top of him on the ground, and you see Sean like a fish out of water with his hands flailing, like, get off me.
Yeah.
Get off me.
The reason they called that actually holding is because he basically wrapped his arms around him and
dropped him to the ground.
And then, like,
fell on top of him.
Jumped on top of him.
Belly flopped on him.
And which is holding in this league, Mr. Mark. Which is holding in this league. You know, if you guys are listening,
listening live now, you can call in 516-387-1879.
And the YouTube. Tell them about the YouTube.
Well, YouTube won't be on until tomorrow.
No, just tell them. Just YouTube information.
Well, I'll tell them at the end.
We can tell them in the middle.
Okay.
Plug it in the middle.
Hey, or you can watch us live now on blogtalkradio.com/youngslim1224. Or you can check it out either later tonight or tomorrow on YouTube at YUN9SLIM.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We also got footage of
a couple games. A little bit.
Yeah, which I'm gonna put.
Couple plays.
I'm gonna put on YouTube. Also, you got interviews with what's his name from Rock Bottom?
Oh, Tyree.
Tyree from Rock Bottom.
My main man, Sean.
Sean from the Braves and Diz from the Panthers, which we're also going to put in. They're talking about how their game was and stuff like that. So we're also going to put those on YouTube.
I'm going to try to, you know, get just interviews with guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll come up
different
to you guys.
Different teams
and, like, ask
each
you guys, week. You know, different guys. You know, get, you know, I mean, just give me a couple minutes of your time. And, you know, it'll be
tell us how your game was.
Yeah.
Stuff like
awesome.
That.
But let's go to our picks now. Our picks that we made last week and see what we got. Did you have Prospects or Decepticons?
We both had Prospects.
We both had the Prospects.
Prospects won. All right. We both had Steel City over the Panthers. We both
Hold on. Let's go back to that Prospect game. I'm kind of shocked that the Prospects.
Why? They beat
up on the Decepticons
like
that.
They beat the Irish like that, too. Both Prospects and both the Decepticons and GCRs only scored one touchdown on the Prospects. So, Prospects must be doing really, really good this season.
They must be, man.
They've only given up one touchdown each game so far.
I mean, wow. It must be the defense. And I actually seen a guy I didn't think was still on the team out there. Once we get Larry on, I'm going to ask him about that because I was surprised to see DeAndre out there. I was definitely surprised to see DeAndre out there. Like, I'm like, oh, snap. DeAndre's out there? So I don't. I guess this is when he first came back, because I haven't seen him in the first game. So that was cool. That's cool to see him out there. But yeah, prospects are no joke. I mean, prospects are definitely no joke.
You'll play them not next weekend, but the weekend after that. Week four, you guys play them.
In two weeks. So,
you guys have beat them the last two seasons, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Larry wants that revenge.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wants that.
Well, like you said, you guys are always the one team that he always compared himself against. So.
Yeah, well, not this year. I mean, we're a bunch of young. We rebuild.
No, I mean, you got to
do it. He rebuilt it with veterans. I rebuilt it with
newbies.
Like new guys that have never been in the league.
Just because you rebuilt, you have a somewhat decent team. There's just a couple people that. You just need to adjust a couple things. But other than that, you have a decent team for something you just threw together last minute.
Yeah. It wasn't a last minute thing. I've been trying
it
to get kinda, guys the whole
you've been trying,
season.
But it came together.
It just finally came together. But yeah, I mean, I've been definitely trying. I wasn't sure until the last to the end of the season. You know, I mean, to the beginning of the season. But you know, I was trying to put this shit together the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just didn't come together.
It just wasn't coming together. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm just glad to have a team. But like I said, we're not the same. Like, he got veteran players, and I got a lot of young guys. But, you know. And it, you know what? Let's go back to my game. Three of our guys weren't there.
Yeah,
three veterans in this league. Three veterans of this league couldn't make it this week. So, you know, that definitely played a part in the game, and you know.
But you know what? We have to give a round of applause to Kaz, Chris, and Sean, because they did both. All three of them did awesome in this past game.
Yeah, they did.
At least ten. Chris had a bunch of nice catches himself, and Sean like threw some nice.
He did everything he could.
He ran in for a touchdown.
He did everything he could, you know.
He definitely is an awesome quarterback.
He did everything he could.
He would throw the ball, then he'd go right out to deep, like to try to block.
Yeah, we hung in there. We hung in there, and we should have had the lead, but we should have had the lead, man. But we just had like stupid penalties, man, and. When you got stupid penalties, you know, stupid things happen. And when you have stupid things happen, you lose games like that. So, I mean, I just, it's hard. It's hard to forget. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And I can't wait to play next week, man.
Yeah.
We got the Patriots.
And that's always been like a rival match for you guys. Like, I don't know.
That's like a gym thing.
It's a personal
thing. It's
a
gym thing. Jim's always, you know what I mean?
It's personal.
I enjoy the competition, but, you know, he's beat me a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's beat me a couple times. So
he probably beat you more than you beat him.
I came into the league with Jose.
Yeah.
I came into the league with Jose and guys from CompuCom. So, I mean, of course they're supposed to beat me. He's supposed to beat me.
And he had been in this league for the past five years.
And still, you know, that's why I figured out how to win. And, you know, let's go. I'm saying I'll see him on Sunday. He thinks he's going to win.
Of course he does.
He does. He thinks he's going to win. And
you know what? I got to say, that's a way more confident Jim from last season, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Last season,
definitely.
He would have been like, oh, well, no, you guys are going to beat us.
That's because, I mean, they did beat us last year, and they shouldn't have beat us last year.
Yeah, but he was way more, like, not confident.
Yeah, he didn't have no confidence last year.
He would just straight up say, they're going to beat us. Hey, they're going to beat us.
Yeah.
So at least he's, like, his confidence has changed, and he's, you know, not straight saying he's going to lose.
At least. Yo, let's add Larry. Let's add Larry.
Larry.
See how they went.
What's going on?
Yo, Larry, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, player. What's going on, man?
Not much. What's up, Kim? What's up, Jeff? How are you
What's
guys?
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good, man.
We were just talking about somebody from your team. Who was it that you said you were shocked to see him back?
DeAndre. Where did DeAndre come from?
I don't know, man. I guess DeAndre must have heard how week one went, you know, and I guess he wanted to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
I said you guys have only given up a touchdown each week so far.
Yeah, both were big-time flukes, too, big time.
Yeah, definitely. definitely give you a round of applause. That's a.
There you go. What is the prospects doing, bro? You guys are doing some crazy, putting up some crazy numbers right now.
Offense and defense is on point.
Holding them and putting up 30. What was that, 30 books?
30 weeks? First week and 38 the second
okay.
week.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And give up 6 points the first week and 7 this week.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's just been domination, man. It's literally been domination. Every aspect you can think of. It's been clicking. You know, it's a good thing. So, you know.
That's what's up, man. Did you see any of the games this week?
I mean, I didn't get to watch much because I had to bounce right after, unfortunately. But
I noticed that. I noticed you weren't out there, but.
Yeah. I got to catch a little bit of the games, man, of the second half games. Wish I got to see all of them, man.
Yo, but I think we definitely did have game of the week. I think we definitely did have game of the week.
It was a fight all the way down to the end.
It was definitely game of the week.
Like I said,
Go ahead,
Larry.
Yeah, no, well, I think what you're about to say, if Etree shows up, if Dave shows up,
yes,
you know that changes
everything. Yeah.
Just and the Braves lost the bullshit penalty. We still had them, bro. Which ran the clock down. So by the time you got the ball back, there was no time to score again. Because you guys were at the end zone.
I'm not trying to blame the refs or nothing like that, bro. But they were definitely got the feeling that they were trying to keep the them in the game. To me. Like, because the one I recorded, well, Kim recorded, they called a false holding, and I just.
Did they call a holding when Mark belly flopped on?
Yeah, they did.
But then one time that one guy had his arm around Chris's neck, and he was like, yo, that's holding. And
yeah.
They didn't call a penalty on that.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy because we fought. To take the lead, and then we finally tied it up. It was 7-13 at halftime, and then after that we got the ball.
You guys got down to the end zone.
We struggled to get into an offensive rhythm, and then we finally our second drive in the second half we got it going, and then we score and basically. They had the ball pretty much the rest of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Until the end.
The last
we had a minute and 30 seconds, a minute and 15 seconds left when we got the ball back. After they had 11 shots from midfield,
wow.
First and goal. We get them the third down, they call
holding.
First and goal. We get them the fourth down again.
Offsides.
They get repeat the down.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. It was crazy. Mm. I wish I could just rewind it and just. Actually, I just want to play right now, man. I just want to get back on the field and get it over with. I mean,
you
gotta get the teeth out of my mouth. That's all, man. That's all. And yeah, definitely Etree and.
We're
man.
A big loss. Yeah,
because they like man. They're big. They were big keys to the team. So I'm not gonna sit here and act like we didn't need them, but because we definitely did. And other than that, man, that was it. I mean,
yeah. From what I saw from Sean, he had a good game, man. He was working, doing a thing out there.
He had a great game. Like yeah, he was running the ball in. He was scrambling around. He'd throw the ball, then he'd run out the block, whoever he threw the ball to.
Yeah,
like,
put it like this. He played good enough to win this game.
He definitely did. And he's got
he
a nice
He played good enough
arm.
To win this game. You know, and I wish we could have gotten to an offensive rhythm earlier in the game. We struggled early in the game. After that first drive we had, we struggled after that to get into a rhythm. But once we did, He did. Like, he was moving the ball.
Yeah.
So I can't complain. I have no complaints with him. Like, I like him, man. I like his energy. I like his.
Yeah, he's always
like
positive.
Him.
Like, yeah.
I like him. I like Mr. Eastwood.
Yeah.
Westwood.
He's a scrambler.
Wentwood. Wentworth.
Scrambler.
But how about this? What was it? Who's Steel City versus the Panthers? 49-14. Is that a shock to you?
I mean I don't know about shock with the spread of it, but I mean the drop 49 points. In this league, holy shit,
that is crazy.
That's probably the most.
They had to score on every drive. They had to score on every drive.
Man,
right? That has to be a score on every drive and a defensive touchdown.
You know what? That probably is the most points I've ever seen so far in this league out of all the teams. Like in all the seasons you played, 49 points is probably the most points I've ever seen anybody score.
I don't think I've seen more than 49
me
either.
Me neither. 40 I mean, maybe, like, but 49, like, damn near 50 points. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, that is. That's kind of crazy.
That's a hammer, man.
I talked to Diz after the game, and he kind of explained it. You guys can see that on that exclusive Diz interview on Young Slim's channel on YouTube. You can get that tomorrow. But let's move on to the next game.
The Ravagers and Colonial Diner. I heard someone saying Colonial Diner. No, they're all
no,
the Ravage.
No. There you go. My mama called them. Their mama called them the Monstars. I'ma call them the Monstars. They're the Monstars. I ain't calling them no fucking Ravagers. They're the fucking Monstars. The Monstars beat Colonial Diner 20-6.
Yeah, I heard someone saying that none of Colonial Diner's offense showed up. So, yeah, I don't know.
What say you? What say you, Larry?
I mean, you know. It was still a close game, even though what the score shows, it was a close game over there. So, you know, it's good to see Ravagers come out with a win on that one, man, because, you know, other than Scott and a couple little veterans there, you know, they got a lot of new guys too. So to beat Colonial, you know, that's good for them, man.
Okay. You say it was a close game as in close as in what?
Like
was it 6-6 in the fourth quarter? Or was it like...
I believe that the Ravagers sealed the game, like, you know, with a touchdown. So, you know, what was the final score? It was
20-6.
20-6. All right, so take away 6 points. So now you're talking 14-6. So I think it was a one touchdown game until that very, very end of the game, to the very last play that I saw.
So basically... You know? It was closer than the score looks, was what you're saying?
Yeah, you got it, okay. Man. You got it.
Okay. How about
the
Immortal Kings?
You know what? We caught the end of that game. The Hybrids had a lot of people. They had a lot of people out there.
The Hybrids? Yeah. They did. They did have a whole sideline filled up.
Yeah, we caught the end of that, but they had a lot of people on their sideline.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Go ahead. I got you, bro. I'm just talking to somebody. He knows who I'm talking to. But go ahead, Larry. My bad.
We have some people waiting on the line. We're gonna add them in a minute.
We're gonna add you in a second.
No, I'm just saying, Hybrids are everything we thought they would be. They're veterans, man. They're always gonna be tough. They got their QB. Yeah. They got a great center. You know, a couple of veterans, man. You know,
You know, the Immortal Kings
every time.
I hope the Immortal Kings get it together a little bit. They scored a little bit more this week.
Yeah, they did.
But not for nothing. But I kind of hope they win against the Panthers next week. I mean, I don't know nothing about them, but I know they're a new team, and I don't want them to leave after this league because they lost every game. Like I want them to leave.
They scored 18 points. I mean,
get a W, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they did all right. I mean,
yeah, they hung in there.
I mean, it's cool. All right, Camden, yo, the Bam, Camden with Bam, is that Bam back?
That was Bam because I got video of it.
Yeah, Camden with Bam, yo, I'm kind of shocked that Price Electric put that many points up.
Yeah, it was 34-32. Did they have the NFL dude?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, they did not.
They had different guys out there, though. They did.
See, I don't know who
they're talking. They definitely had some new guys out there. Yep.
They definitely had new guys out there. That's the thing with Price Electric. They can have different guys out there every week.
Right.
Every week. It's like,
you'll
okay.
see different people, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, damn.
It's just, it's nice to have a dedicated quarterback like they do, though, you know? That's everything. You know what I mean?
It is. You don't have a team if you don't got a quarterback, especially a dedicated good quarterback.
So, hold up. Before we go on any further, okay, I want to ask you this, guys, because I don't got Facebook. I don't got Facebook, but I always notice.
I got Facebook, so I
Kim's
see.
Got Facebook, yeah. But I always notice. Two of my guys, Larry, you and Chris are always saying shit to each other.
Ethan on Facebook.
Always. Why? Why?
It's like Chris is always beefing at you about the way you run the page.
You
gotta
answer.
But
all
you
I do is respond.
Let's ask him.
Chris, you
Hello?
There, bro? Yo, you
Yo.
There?
Yeah.
Chris from the Braves.
We got
my main man, Chris. Chris, you on, bro. I can hear you. You're on live right now, man.
And we got Larry on.
And we got Larry on with you, bro.
We got a question for you.
I got one question for you, dog. Why are you and Larry always going at each other?
Why
he runs the Facebook page.
Why are you always picking on Mr. Larry?
No. Look. Larry cool. I'd rather I'm gonna let he could run the page how he wanna run the page, but I feel like it could be a lot more done to it. Like you see how now he's saying like they could send in videos for highlights and stuff like that. Like a lot more could be done with the page. It ain't gotta just be about scores and stuff. And I feel like I'm not trying to tell him how to run a page, but it's like people voice their opinion. Like I don't know, it could be a lot of stuff like I'll be wanting to like go in there. Like, I don't know, it's just opinions, that's all.
Welcome to another episode of
Barbershop. Oh, you know what? Yo, this is how, I think it was all just a misunderstanding between you guys, bro. I think you realize
because Larry could put up like more videos and stuff.
But
like
then listen,
I
Larry's just doing
yeah,
that.
I'm saying like more
he's recording them himself.
I know.
So, but Chris hit me. It was like, yo, we got to take our own highlights and video. And I'm like, yeah, that's basically how it should be. And if you want them to work, if you want them to go on the page, send them to Larry.
He put that on the Facebook.
That was Chris's idea. So, I mean, that's basically how I
Larry
think
put
be.
That right on the Facebook page. Like, send me your
highlights.
Your highlights okay. every week. And then if, you know, if they make the cut, I'll put them on the page.
Yeah, he said the best ones are making
page. I just don't want to see you guys arguing all the time on Facebook, man.
Record every game and everything.
Larry cool. I just may come off wrong sometimes, but Larry cool. I like it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we put an end to that. Just put an end to that. But okay, Chris, how you feel? Tell me about the game yesterday, man. Tell me how you felt about the game yesterday.
I feel like we played good. Like we played. Like we couldn't. Like I said earlier. Like I feel like we did get like you know robbed out of them couple plays. Like them like with the referees and stuff. But that don't like we still. We still could have did something other than, you know, relying on the referees. But I feel like we got to be more aggressive on offense. That's where the problem at. But because on defense, we had them. We did good second half on defense.
Yeah,
but on offense,
I agree.
We got to be more aggressive. We got too many weapons to be getting shut out on offense. Like,
I agree.
Like we like they didn't have nobody, you know, that locks us on defense. There's no way. You got to be more aggressive.
I agree.
But for the most part, we did good for the most part.
I feel like we did too.
Yeah, you guys definitely did good.
I feel like we did too.
We were reviewing the footage, and you guys did really good. Like,
but I definitely want to show you the video that we took. Like, you got to see some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's like a lot of things that we need to clean up.
A lot of mistakes.
But I want to show you first before I show everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we'll get it together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But GCR, they okay, bro. We shouldn't have lost them.
We shouldn't have lost. We shouldn't have lost.
No, you shouldn't have.
We definitely shouldn't have lost. You know what I'm saying? But we can't give them all them shots within the, you know,
can't let them have the ball for 10 minutes.
not, I won't call it a red zone, but first and goal. We can't give him that many shots, bro. We
but
can't.
He didn't. He's threw the bomb, not a bomb.
It was,
like
he,
threw
it, was, he threw it up, but he
like
beat
a 50 yard line.
But he beat Cass. He beat Cass.
He beat Cass.
He beat Cass. But Cass was in the wrong.
He
the wrong
Cass.
Yes.
Yeah. He did.
He did. He beat Cass.
Yeah. I know, bro. I know. Yo,
he's crazy.
Cass is the Charlie Murphy laugh, yo. Give him the Charlie Murphy laugh, because you can't call somebody out.
Don't fool yourself, yo. He's fast.
Yeah, don't play yourself, bro.
You
like,
told him on the sideline, like, yo, don't fool yourself. He's fast.
Just don't. Just don't do it. And he, I guess he got...
cocky.
Not like a sense, a false sense of security because they stopped throwing at his way. And he just didn't think they were going to come his way. Chris, you thought they was going to come at you. And it never happened. So
they kind of
caught him off guard. It kind of caught him off guard. So we need to clean that up. But yo, bro. Yo, Chris. Thank you for calling in, dog. You can still listen. I got to take some more calls, bro.
Yeah, I'm still listening. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, dog. All right. Yo, Larry, you still there?
I'm still here, baby.
All right. All right. Let's go over this rock bottom Patriots game, and for this one, we're gonna add
Mr. Jim,
and Mr. Reese.
All right. Let's add him. Jim,
you're on the air. Reese, you're on the air.
Let's talk about y'all game.
Let's get it. Now, what happened in this game?
Yo.
What happened, Maurice? I heard you about to get thrown out of the game yesterday. Like, you're about to get kicked out of the league.
He didn't get thrown out of the game.
Not I. No, not I. I can tell you the whole situation. Not I, though. I wasn't going to get kicked out of the
league. We'll get into that later. We'll get into that situation later. We want to talk about the game right now.
It was
34 to 20. Was that the official score or?
Yeah, that's the official score. Yeah.
Patriots is still the Patriots. They're a good offensive team. At the end of the day, you're gonna do what they do. They put up a good enough fight for Jim did enough for his team. You know, so I guess that's that. But we rock bottom. Rock bottom is rock bottom.
No, that's a close game for playing rock bottom.
It seems kind of close.
Yeah. Let's just take just a round of applause there because they hung in there. For rock bottom.
Give us your aspects of the game. You got there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, Jim, I can hear you. I can hear Reese. I don't think I can hear Jeff or Kim.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Reese, and I can hear Larry, but I can't hear Jeff and Kim.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You turned it down.
I turned it down a little bit. Because I didn't want you to over-talk everybody.
I was just
you
talking.
Were screaming in the
but
mic.
But go ahead, yo. Let's talk about the game. Jim, talk about the game.
Yeah.
We're just listening to dead silence.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy. Yeah, I was like, dude, somebody say something. It was a blowout, dude. The score looks a little bit better than it was. It was actually kind of worse than that. But, I mean, dude, they're just – I said it after the game. It's literally one of the best teams I've ever seen in the league. I'm being dead serious. Like, it's one of the best that I've ever seen. They're just completely, completely loaded. They had 13 guys, and, like, they were just, like, subbing in guys, and every guy was good, and – oh, dude, it was just—they're really, really good. I like to think I know pretty much everybody in the league. They had like three or four guys I've never even seen that were all good. Like they were just completely loaded.
Wow.
And Tyree kicks the ball out of the friggin' we started from like inside the 10 every drive, which is like that's such a weapon. Then their rush, which was all sides every play, but their rush was good. Their defense was good. Luckily they kind of called off the dogs in the second half and put in, I guess, their other DBs, and we scored a couple of times. But yeah, they're really good, man. Really good. They definitely upgraded from last
Okay. They definitely added even more weapons than what they already have.
Without a doubt, they did.
And that goes along with their power rankings, man, of why it's been moved.
That's funny you said that because, like I said, there's, in my opinion, there's no way you couldn't have Camden number one in the preseason. Like, I mean, why is Clemson number one in college football? Because they just won the national championship. But no doubt, in my opinion, Camden should have been number one. But after seeing rock bottom yesterday, I would, no disrespect to Camden, I would put rock bottom number one after seeing him yesterday.
Thanks, Jim. Agreed. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Ah, dude, I mean, oh, my goodness. Like, yeah, it was.
Hey, Jim, you know I love playing you, too. When I play you, it's like I get like an extra little
oh,
something,
I know
you know?
Do. I know.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
you definitely
love
do.
Playing.
Yeah,
love
no,
playing
I know.
You, man.
Yeah, they got matching shorts and stuff, man.
Shorts and tights and
everything.
They have
headsets on the sidelines and calling in plays and stuff.
That's funny. Hey, yo, just call us rock bottom you. I said, just call us rock bottom you.
My Lord, yeah.
You're right.
Hey, you still got it. I mean, Camden's still sitting in the prospects. We still have something to say about it. I've seen JT talking to a couple of guys with defense, telling you what he's going to do to you. So
I look forward to seeing some elite teams. At the end of the day,
we got that game circled already, bro.
What week is that, Larry?
The rock bottom game. We got it circled. We're ready.
What week is it? Do you know?
No, I don't know what week it is. I only look at one by one.
Yo, that's the thing, but the big thing is, like, you know, we do got a lot of guys. We deep, but we still want to, you know, take everything seriously. We don't want to take no team lightly. We still want to go in every game and dominate it like we need to, you know, control the game.
Yeah, you see Price and Camden. I mean, look how close it was, you know.
I was shocked on that game.
Yeah, me too. That was impressive. Like, I'm, you know, 30-something points against Kane is really good.
That's
team.
A big
that's
thing.
Great defense.
That's a big thing. That's probably the biggest thing in this league for teams, you know, that's real good, you know. You overlook a team, you come into the game, then that team you overlook, they wind up 7-0 and 13-0. You feel me? So.
Yeah. Well, Price is still good. I didn't see either John or Ryan out there, but they, I mean, you know, their quarterback's really good. They still got good players, so. But 32 points is really good against Camden. I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I got their rush rated as one of the best rushes in the league.
Camden?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I didn't see them. I don't know what you're talking about. The rushers, you're saying?
Yeah, I think they got one of the best rusher combos in the league, man. And the score, like you said, the score 32, that's crazy.
That is. It's real good, yeah.
But it's good. It's good to have a quarterback, man. It's good to have a veteran quarterback day in, day out for Price, you know?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that dude's got tons of championships, man. I mean, I don't know if he's got elites, but, I mean, he's got tons. So, yeah, I still have Reese.
He was just giggling. Go ahead.
Me?
He was just laughing at what you were saying.
Oh, what did I say? The quarterback is good.
No,
I mean, I wasn't talking shit or nothing like that. I mean,
right.
Backpedal. He's dropping back, pedaling back, backpedaling. Nah, it wasn't
me. What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I just feel like you. It was a joke, Jim. No big deal, bro. But okay.
You got this big matchup this week, the Patriots and the Braves.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a route. Don't worry about that.
Well, what time is that game?
10 o'clock. I don't think we're going down the shore either. So.
Nah, that's all good, bro.
I don't think we're going down the shore, so.
You ain't got
so I'll probably have like I probably have like 15 beers instead of 30.
So you just gonna
I'd
drink
like to see all the players show up for the Braves, man. You know,
I know.
Boys,
I know.
Really good game.
Sean, if Sean's the two boys, Sean's friends.
Yeah. Did I know the two guys weren't going to be there yesterday?
Yeah.
I found out the night before.
Saturday.
Okay. I found out Akeem was going to be there.
I caught a little bit of your game. I think I got there on the 13th. I got there right at the end when the dude called the jump ball touchdown.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
You guys drove down. You got down to like 20 or so, 15 or so, something like that.
Yeah.
Nice play.
You got down to like the 20. And then,
You only had 30 some seconds. So I think Chris got a pretty good return, though. I think you guys were set up on like the 20, 25 yard line after the return.
Yeah, Chris had a decent return. And then
the clock ran out.
We didn't get out of bounds on two plays that I felt like we should have got out of bounds and we could have saved the timeout. But it happens, man.
I mean, it's
happens.
Yeah,
38. And I kind of feel like we did get out of bounds. I just feel like the refs just like no.
The one time they said you didn't, but you did
because
I had to run out of the way because they like fell into the sideline.
Yeah.
But they
Rico caught the ball and got stepped right out of bounds.
A lot of excuses about the referees from Jeff.
I want to be treated fairly. Call right down the middle, dog. That's all. Just call right down the middle. I am not blaming the refs. But I'm saying it just felt like
Who got the personal foul on your team?
Which time?
It doesn't matter. No, we only had one.
You had one?
It was Rico.
What did he do?
They both got a foul.
It didn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
What did he do?
They were just nose to nose. Like, they were about to
talk
each other.
Talking shit to each other.
Pressure.
Yeah, talking shit. You know, running their mouths to each other.
There were nose. It was him and
Why didn't you get one?
They got one too.
Yeah, they both got one.
They're all set. Randy was instigating it, and it was just like
Rico went back at him.
Yeah, and they were like, you know, nose to nose, they were about to
cursing each other out. Yeah,
saying all kinds of vulgar things to each other.
And
the ref was like, "Yo, next time, both guys are gonna get ejected. Either so, you know, we don't need that nonsense, bro. We don't need that nonsense. That's not what we are, but." That's how that went. It was a good game. It was a good game.
Yeah, it looked like it was a real good game. I mean, it looked like, you know, everybody was real into it too. Like the GCRs went nuts when that dude caught the ball.
Yeah, they act like they won the Super Bowl.
I usually do that too, so I can't.
Yeah, I know. I saw you. I've seen it.
Yeah. You've seen it multiple times, but yeah. Yeah, Kim's like, yeah, I think Kim's like, Kim goes, I think Jim's beat you more than you beat him. Gee, really? It's like 10-1 me, Kim. Come on. and you said, and I gotta get Rock Bottom and Tyree a little bit of love. You said 49 points is the most you've seen Rock Bottom put up 52 last year. 52 to
52. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. They put 52 up on
last week.
On Steel City. They put
52
up on Steel City.
Really?
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
Yes.
You're going to tell me, I already know who it was. It was Price. It was Price Electric. It beat Steel City like 38 to nothing.
Oh, all right. That's what it was. All right. I got them mixed up, motherfucker. Shut up. You know what I meant.
No, I didn't. What do you mean?
Okay, on to the next one.
Let's get into these games coming up.
On to the next one. Hold up.
All right, we got somebody on the line and we don't know who he is, so we're going to add him.
I'm not sure the number. I think
Who this is?
Yo. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up, bro? Hello? Yo.
Hello.
Yo. Is it Val?
577? Yo. Oh,
maybe he just wants to listen.
Yeah. Oh, I guess put him on mute. All right, let's add the next one. I think this is Dirk Dog. Let's add Dirk Dog.
Man, you got a lot of callers tonight.
Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio, bro. What's up, Dirk?
What's going on?
You there? What's going on, bro?
Dirk Dog. What's up?
My Dirk Dog.
Dirk
What's
Dog.
Up, What's up, baby?
What's going on, dog? How you feeling, man?
Feeling great.
Yo, we're the quarterback you're going to play next week, bro. It's Jim.
Yeah, he's from the Patriots.
Yeah, we play the Patriots next week. Yo, Jim, their dog is a corner on our team.
Dirt dog.
You'll see him out there, man. He plays. He's a good guy, man. Good player. Dirt, tell him what you're going to do to him.
Hey, man, it's a lockdown season, so no fly zone, you heard?
All right, we'll just run the ball.
Hey, man, what
did I do? We're supposed to have another. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Cam is 100% right. I'm a lot more confident this year. Like, did you see, Jim? Did you see my old style? I know Reese was talking about the dude from the Wolfpack that I brought out, number one, like the stockier dude. He was back for me this week.
The dude from the Wolfpack.
Reese, are you still
The guy that pushes off.
I'm here.
He looked pretty good. I thought he made some pretty tough catches yesterday.
Who are you talking about?
The guy on our team that's from the Wolfpack, that dude who pushes off all the time. That guy.
Oh, number 12.
I don't know what number. Yeah, number 12. Yeah. Dude, Jeff, he's wearing your
shirt. Yeah. He's got some great hair,
Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. I know. You talking about the guy that's pitching off on every play?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He was on the walk
back. Yeah, he looked good yesterday, and we supposedly have another good dude coming out this week. I hope he shows up. So. We're going to be missing the little fast dude, Joe, but other than that, we hope he's better.
We got the best DBs in this league. I feel as though we got the best DBs in this league. That's just a fact.
I don't know much about
you guys whatsoever except for the quarterback. A lot of your guys are new.
That's negative.
Absolutely.
Chris, you don't let him talk about Chris. Chris, you back on. You don't let him say that, dog. Tell him, Chris.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, Chris back there. Chris, that you know that's false. Y'all don't got the best DBs. That's false.
Hey, I can't wait till we play, bro. You is not going to do nothing you've been doing, bro.
I can't wait to play.
Get your sign, Luma. Sign now, bro. Just get your sign. It's over with once y'all play it. It's over with. And I don't know why they keep comparing Jim to Tom Brady. Because he ain't got to get none of that.
Chris.
Somebody on Rock Bottom sideline, somebody said something about Tom Brady, and somebody on Rock Bottom goes, he ain't Tom Brady's butt.
It's funny because we kept talking. Hold up. We kept talking. He was like, hold up. He really do look like Tom Brady, though.
When do the Braves and Rock Bottom play?
Week 8.
You know Tyree's gonna be ruined in that team, Jeff.
You know what's crazy too? This is what's crazy. People don't know this. The last time Braves and Rock Bottom played, Braves won.
Yeah,
that's right.
Jeff reminds us every show. We know.
That's right. We be Rock Bottom with Tyree.
So that's why I'm juiced up a little bit. Feel me? I'm juiced up. So that's a big game, definitely. But like I said, we taking it week by week, week by week. That's it. I can't look.
They got the Braves got better receivers now too. So you know what I mean.
My little brother is over there.
I told Jeff yesterday that Justin from GCR said yesterday to me that the Braves are better this year than they were last year. Sorry, just that's what he told me.
That's right.
Yeah,
applaud, Justin. Applaud,
Justin. My brother is the new receiver over there in the Braves. So he's been here 10 years.
The Braves are more
than
a team this season.
Let him game-winning touchdown. I don't think he'd be wanting to.
Oh, he did though. Yo, he did though. You know he don't play defense though. You know that.
we play the Patriots, guys. Don't be giving away no stats.
How come you wasn't sticking him, Chris? Huh?
That wasn't my side, sir. He ain't catching not one pass on me.
Ooh, that's. Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Did they
let a ball? I let a one pass this whole season.
And that was just a misjudged ball. It was just a misjudged
ball.
Yeah.
Other than that, he knew not to throw it to my side.
Okay.
So they didn't win the ball that much yesterday, Jim?
Jim, take notes. Jim, I'm going to need you to take notes. Listen to what I'm saying.
Get it. All right, I'm going to write it down. Get it. I should have concentrated on what you were doing on D. I don't even know. I just came up right at the last minute. I couldn't tell what you guys were playing on defense.
See, that's crazy because you're going to worry about what I'm doing on defense, and then when I get on offense, you ain't going to know.
Well, I don't play defense, so I don't really care about that.
Yo,
Ryan,
they do need you on defense, though.
Say that?
They need you on defense. Go to safety.
Yeah, right.
They
do need The last time I picked the ball up, I fell down and pitched it to Reese. I can't
pick
you.
Pick six, baby.
Yeah. You know what? I meant to say that. You know what? Jeff talks all this shit. How he's, I beat Rock Bottom. I beat Tyree. Blah, blah. Well, guess who's the only one on the show right now who intercepted Tyree? Me. Me.
Whatever, man. Yeah, I cannot wait till this Sunday, bro.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Definitely.
Yo, I hope we play at different times.
You play Columbia.
Rock Bottom's at 8:45, and the Braves and Patriots play at 10.
Yeah.
Rock Bottom's on upset alert. Cool. They got Colonial this week.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tyree can take the week off and put someone else in as quarterback.
Yo, let's take some pitch real quick, yo. Let's take some pitch real quick. I just need everybody to, talk at once. I mean, one person at a time. Let's take some pitch real quick for next week's upcoming game. Yeah, Larry's here. Let's start with Larry, all right?
I'm still here.
All right, Larry. Rock Bottom versus Colonial. Who you got?
Let me think. Bottom, man.
All right. Maurice, who you got? Of course. Never mind. I'm sorry. Chris, who you got? Rock Bottom or Colonial?
Gotta go with my cousin, man. I got Rock Bottom.
All right, Jim?
That's why I love you, boy.
Next. Go ahead.
All right. That was a dumb question.
Yeah, I think everybody's got Rock Bottom on that one.
Okay. My bad.
Hold on. I will say, Larry is right, though. That the monster, Jeff, I'm with you, too. I'm not calling him the Ravager. I'm calling him the Monster. That game was close.
Mama called him the Monsters.
I'm calling him the Monsters. Yeah, it was close, though.
And when I pulled up, it was like 8-6 for a while for like 2 or 3 series, and then I left. So I think that game was a little bit closer than 20-6, I think.
I had Colonial on that game.
Did you?
I did. You did too.
I think I did have Colonial.
We both had Colonial on that game.
I had Colonial.
You picked with your heart on that one, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to pick against them all year. I can't help it.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to go Owen.
Dirt, you still there? Dirt, who you
Owen
got?
11.
You probably don't even know these teams. You probably, that's a dumb question. Never mind.
We'll go to the next team.
Everybody got Rock Bottom. Okay.
Price or Decepticons? Price Electric or Decepticons?
I mean, Decepticons, they're desperate, man. They're desperate for a win, but you can't go against Price here.
You got to take Price.
Okay. Reese, you next.
Price.
I don't really know the Decepticons, to be honest.
Yeah, they haven't played when
they're
you've been in the league.
Season.
They're
well,
not new,
though,
but they came back. So
they only
probably,
come in
I don't think
fall.
You've ever seen them. So,
yeah
you probably know them. They're a decent team. They're a decent veteran team.
Nah, dude, they're always really good. They're missing literally their like two of their best players that aren't playing this year. So
I'm going with the Braves then.
Dirt probably doesn't know who.
Yeah, you probably don't know either what those teams are either. Okay, all
who
right.
You got?
I got to go with Price.
Yeah, I got Price because I just don't see the Decepticons winning
that.
I got
go Price. Watch Price fucking lose. Like nobody shows up, not even the quarterback.
Nah,
that's happened with that before.
All right, we got Panthers versus the Immortal Kings. Larry, you're up.
I mean, you know, like Kim was saying, you want to see Immortal Kings get that win, man, just to show them that they belong here. You know what I mean? And keep doing their thing. But I bet you the Panthers bounce back right here, man. So I'm gonna take Panthers.
I think the Panthers have to win this game. I think the Panthers have to win this game. They have to win this game. This is a must win for the Panthers.
They're going to win by at least 3 touchdowns.
You think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, without a doubt.
What about you, Reed?
Listen, I don't know Kings like I do. I know their quarterback really well. Pito. So I'm going Kings.
Okay.
I like it, though.
What about you, Chris?
I'm going.
Who you got?
I got the Panthers. Though. I don't see the Immortal King. I just don't see it with them.
Kings bring their guy, if they short, I don't know. But if they bring their guy, I'm going Kings.
But if they was short, they was. I mean, they wasn't short last game. But I just see, you know, every time I looked over, they was just dropping passes left and right. I don't see it with them.
They only had five week one and six last week. There's so many people on Facebook looking for teams too. I don't know why they don't. You know, hit up some of those dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Get a couple players sent to them too. Like,
yo, Dur, who you got?
I got the Kings if they come with all these players.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got the Immortal Kings.
So
I just want them to win.
You got the Immortal Kings.
I do. I want them to win.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I want them to get a W so far. You know what I mean?
I'm going with the Panthers.
I feel like the Immortal Kings are the underdogs.
They are. They should be.
I want them to win.
Okay, you got the Immortal Kings. Good for
you.
All right, you take them essays. All right. Now we got the next round.
Racist.
How's essay racist? Essay's not racist. Yo, is essay racist?
Nah,
Aaron's friend,
right?
How's essay racist?
I don't know.
I'm say it all the time. Hey, essay.
That's just like calling a Chinese a chink.
No, it's not. You cannot say that.
No,
chink.
No.
That's racist.
That's real racist.
You can't say that.
Yo, your show's going to get fined now because Kim just said that. Yeah,
you can't say that.
Yeah, the FCC, it might kick your guys off the air if you do that. That's
right,
going to be on the bottom line. Yeah, that's going to be on the bottom line. Kim uses a racial slur on air.
Yo, listen. Whatever, man. Yo, all right, Prospects versus the Ravagers. All right, Larry, I'm not even going to ask you because you already know. I mean, did I just say Ravagers?
Yeah.
I'm going to find myself.
Yeah.
Who they playing?
Prospects versus the Monstars.
I'm going to
call them the Monstars. Prospects versus Monstars. Larry, I know who you already got. Chris, go. Who you got?
So wait. Scott on the Monstars?
Yeah, Scott's on the Monstars.
Larry's on the Prospects and Scott's on the Monstars.
I'm going with every team. Scott, not on. I'm going with the Prospects.
Okay, me too. Me too. Okay, Reese, who you got?
Prospects.
Surprise. All
right,
yo, Jim,
prospects by 30, bro.
Yo.
I got prospects by a decent margin.
Especially the way the prospects have been playing lately.
It's all proper. I got the prospects my decent mark.
I don't think he's got many. He don't have many weapons, man. In my opinion.
That was his choice. But anyway, let's go.
They played real well. I'm sorry to interrupt you. They played Price to 14-12. So I mean, their defense is playing well. You know what I mean? Like they 14-12 week one. They only have 6 this week. So I think they're good. I just think he needs a little bit more offense. He needs better receivers.
Yeah.
He needs that.
Well, that was his choice. You know, that's what he chose to do. But anyway, let's not get in cry over spilt milk. All right,
yeah,
Braves and Patriots. Of course, we already know what Chris is going with. I already know what Jim is going with. We already know what Dirt's going with. I already know what I'm going with.
Larry.
So it's Larry.
Maurice.
Larry and Reese. So, Larry, who you
going? Anyway, it depends on if Etri and Dave come out there. If Etri and Dave's out there, I'm flipping a coin even against the prospects. That's how well I think they make that team that much better. But if they don't show up, I mean, even if you get one of them, you know, let's go Patriots. But if both of them are there. You gotta
don't
go
dance
Braves.
Around the pick, Larry. You got to pick somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If they show up, Braves, 100%.
Okay. Who? You know what? Who asked you? Forget it.
Maurice, who you got?
Maurice, who you got?
The Braves got to get my boy Dimitri healthy this week. If they get Dimitri healthy, I got Braves.
No, he's in treatment right now. He's in treatment, bro. He's been going to treatment every morning.
We got paid doctors for him.
Yeah. He had to go see the trainer this morning.
You are. That's all right, because I'm bringing Antonio Brown out this week. I ain't worried about that.
Don't forget, we got Tariq Cole.
Yeah, we do got Tariq Cole.
No, that's it.
We got Tariq Cole.
Hit the last button.
Tariq Cohen.
So we got Tariq Cohen. Yeah, we got a kid that looks just like Tariq Cohen, bro. Just like him.
Yeah, fast. Just like
him. Just like him. Just like him. Oh, damn. That's going to be a bad game. That's not even a good game right there.
What, Camden and GCRs?
Yeah, I think Camden should dominate that game.
Of course.
Dude, GCRs played them tough last year. Real tough.
Yeah, I know. They did. Actually, they did. They did.
I mean, they played everybody tough, though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
They played the prospects tough this season.
No, they didn't have the quarterback.
Who knows if he's going to show up? He showed up against you guys.
Yeah, because they, like, I don't know how they got him back, but.
You guys are, like.
Larry, how many interceptions did the GC Irish quarterback throw against you? I know you said Delaney had 2. Did he throw more than 2?
Yeah, I had the third one, man.
Larry got a pick.
I mean, that's why they.
Yeah, week one.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, well, that's probably why they brought Dalton back, just to do that 3 good tricks.
Yeah, he didn't stand a chance, dude.
Oh, wow.
He never does.
Probably. I gotta check that out. Yo, all right, so who you got, Camden or GC Irish?
Let's go like this. Lightly. Let's say if Bam shows up, the QB, got to go Camden. If no Bam, let's go GC Irish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, Dave, you think GC Irish is going to win that game?
They played them tough, man. So without Bam.
Dude, that's true. All right, I see what's going on here. I get it.
What's going on here, Jim? You think it's a conspiracy
Larry
or something?
And Egan have Larry and Egan have a rivalry, so we should get against them. That's why.
When Larry threatened to draw a penis on his head last season.
Dude, going from Bam to Egan is like, I mean, that's like going to Favre to Rodgers. Like they're both real good, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you got GC Irish. If Bam plays, you got Camden. If Bam don't play, you got GC Irish.
You
Larry?
Got. Let's say it like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Reese, who you got?
Camden.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Chris, who you got?
Yeah, I got Camden.
Jim?
My boy Dustin over there too. Camden.
I got Camden either way. You got Camden, Jim?
Either way,
I got Camden,
yeah.
Either way, you got Camden. He's on my hernia
operation.
All right, we got Camden.
Last week.
I'll find out after this. Damn, okay. All right, well, wow.
I got Camden. You got Camden?
You got Camden?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got Camden too, yo. But I wouldn't be completely shocked.
I mean, if it's a close score, I just don't see GCR beating them.
I can't see it either.
They might hang in the game. I just don't see them winning.
I'm just saying, man. You know, if Egan's quarterback, it's a different story. Just because. You know, Camden didn't look that great against the Decepticons.
Or
and then
Price
even
Electric,
with Bam at quarterback against Price Electric, they gave him the work. You know what I mean? So the possibility has got to be there, right? You know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So what else do you got?
Okay.
I mean, I just think Camden is better.
Like you said, I don't know about with Egan at quarterback, but I know Camden is better with Bam. I haven't really seen them with Egan.
Egan's a bigger guy.
I know, but I haven't really seen him play much this season.
He played last week.
Yeah, I wasn't there last week, but yesterday.
And they struggled. Who did they struggle with last week? They struggled with somebody.
They won 28-6.
They struggled against Price Electric with Bam as quarterback.
Yeah, they kind of did.
Well, they didn't struggle. They didn't struggle on offense.
Yeah,
well, Price Electric was actually just dealing with them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They won by 2 points in that game. But I didn't
see that. Wasn't it a shootout last year, too?
Between
I don't remember.
Price Electric and Camden. I thought it was a shootout last year, too.
No, it was like 6-0, dude. And near the end of the season, when it was real wet, we lost 7-0. There was all real low scores. I can't remember. Oh, you guys beat the Panthers like 20-0, Jeff. I think something like that.
Oh, yeah, that rain game.
You talking about that game when Reese had like 10 drops? He was out there wilding.
He
had a record for drops.
Wild.
Bro, I still have all the video, bro. Don't do that.
How many open touchdowns you dropped last season?
Bro, you dropped more in one game than I dropped in a season, bro.
My boy Larry got videos of you dropping touchdowns.
I never dropped a touchdown. I only dropped regular passes, bro.
Larry, where to take? Larry, go to All-Star Football Films. Go to the film. Please go to the All-Star Touch Football Films.
I got like 10 videos of you, bro.
Oh man, yo, I can't wait till Sunday, dog. Like I just can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to beat the Patriots, man.
Yeah,
me either. They think they're gonna win. No, that's the funny thing about it. Hit that Charlie Murphy laugh. They think they're gonna win and shit. Where's it at? Give it to Charlie Murphy laugh real quick. Give it to Charlie Murphy. Damn, where's the Charlie Murphy?
<We can't
laughs> too, right?
Oh, man, technical difficulties.
Hell yeah.
Hey, yo, Patriots won last, right?
Yeah, they beat us in, that was Scott, though.
Oh, Jim ran it in.
Yeah, that's when Jim did a nosedive into the end zone.
I look like Michael Vick on that play.
And
he skinned
his belly button.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Tight sweatpants and all.
He dove into the end zone.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Run over to our sideline.
Put his finger up.
Like,
that was Tyrese, man. No offense. I was on Reese.
Seeing we are the champions.
I need to play defense. I need to play defense.
Yo, that was funny.
The Super Bowl, didn't we?
That was the only game he won all season.
Yeah, we got as far as you did in the playoffs, too, didn't we? You guys lost to the seventh seed in the first round. Really? Really?
No.
Really?
We beat them in the regular season and then play them next week and lose.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
It was probably bad coaching moves by the GM. I mean, a couple bad decisions.
Yo, that was not my fault, bro. That was not my fault, dog, at all. That was not my fault. That was not my fault, bro.
I know. Aaron got hurt. Didn't Aaron get hurt?
Aaron was hurt. Scott was hurt. He dropped the – I mean, it was just –
They were getting mad pressure on you rushing one in the second half. That's what I saw.
But whatever, man. That's water under the bridge. I don't want to talk about it.
Well,
I guess that's why
I'm
team. But what do you mean bad GM moves by the coach, Jim? You want to elaborate?
Sure, dude,
elaborate
I'm messing with you.
I know. I know, but I just want you to talk some shit. I can't wait to stop y'all this week.
Yeah, all right. Just like you've done the other 10 times you played me, right?
I got you this week,
you
bro.
Rushing? Are you rushing this week? You got to rush this
he
week.
He hasn't played at all this
no,
week.
No, I hold a clipboard and the Gatorade.
Oh, Christ.
No, I might play. No, I think I might play.
You got it 1 o'clock
today.
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it out later. But yo, I appreciate everybody for calling in, man. I got some urgent business to take care of right now. So, but I definitely
you
appreciate
study,
all
you
guys.
Study some Patriot game film. Study some
Patriot game film. We actually have some film to study.
I do got some film to study.
We're gonna put it on YouTube.
Yeah, expose you. I've been taping your practices.
Yeah. No, we're the cheaters. We're the cheaters.
But no, yo, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dirt. Thank you, Jim.
Absolutely.
Marie.
Thank you, Reese. Thank you, guys,
man.
Followers that's listening in.
I don't know who the mystery guy is that didn't want to talk, but thank you, too.
Thank you for calling and listening in.
Hey, I think that's Frank.
Is that Frank? Yeah, I mean, that is
Frank.
Adam. Yo, Frank. You there, Frank?
Yo, why
did you say that? I added you, bro.
Bro, I was saying hello, and y'all was like, oh, well, he ain't talking.
Frank, you a weirdo.
Hell no.
Frank. No, I was trying to add you, dog. But, hold on. Let me give Frank some applause. Yo, funny applause.
Yo, he did. He was rushing
Frank
his ass off.
A great game rushing.
Watch out, Jim.
Yeah.
And offside.
Yeah,
Frank is our rusher, Jim. I'm just trying to introduce you to these guys that you don't know. Dirk,
there's too many
breaks
on this show, man. There's too many breaks on this show.
It's a Braves syndicated show. What do you mean?
Yeah. You guys are ganging up on me. I don't like it.
But Frank is your rusher. You know Chris, of course. And then you know Dirt. You'll meet Dirt when he picks you up on that pick six on the first play of the game. You'll see him too.
Right.
You'll see Dirt. You'll meet Dirt.
That's their quarterback. That's their quarterback.
Yeah, it's the quarterback for the Patriots, the team we're about to play this week coming up.
Jim gonna catch Dirt.
Dirt,
that's slow.
Oh, Dirt.
Yo, who said that?
You're crazy.
Who said that?
Chris, I think.
Chris, you said that? He said Dirt's 12. Oh,
Dirt
shit.
Like six some in the 40. He gave me Lyman vibes.
Oh, shit. Dirt, you still there, dog? Yo, you there,
nah,
Dirt?
No, he hung up.
Dirt,
nah, he's gone.
Oh,
yeah.
That shit is funny, dog. That shit is funny, dog. Yo, I'm sorry, Frank, bro. I didn't know that was you.
We tried, Tom.
I tried to add you, but you didn't
say
nothing. But yo, but thank you for calling in, bro. Thank you for calling in. But check it. I need you to do the same thing you did to the kid on GCR. I don't even know his damn name.
No.
Yeah, what's the quarterback name from GCR, Jim?
Dalton.
I need you to harass Jim the same way you harassed Dalton.
Just
this week.
I get rid of the ball. I get rid of the ball quick.
Oh, that's fine. I'll get to you quick. No problem.
I get rid of
the
ball.
Here, Frank. How many sacks you gonna get, Frank? How many sacks you gonna get this week?
Look, man, I'm just looking to play a good game, man. You know, but I'm looking for about three or four.
Three or four?
Looking for about three or four. I'm looking for it.
I hear you.
But just got to stay humble. You know.
That's all you can be, dog. You know what I'm saying? When you out there doing J.J. Watt type of things, you know what I'm saying? I understand. Larry's a runner himself. Larry, tell him about it. Tell him about how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Larry be getting all kinds of sacks and picks and interceptions. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's got to be.
Quarterback is scared of him.
Oh, shit. I almost forgot about the power rankings. Larry, let's do it. You got them done yet?
There is no
show.
No,
I did not do them.
We can do them right now.
Let's do them.
All right. Definitely, number one is definitely rock bottom.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
Right?
Yep, 100%.
Jim, right? Of course, right?
Yeah, I would say definitely. I would say you're number one, but I mean, I wouldn't stress it as much as you did, but they're not. Maybe I would have them number one.
Okay, so what's the difference in how I said it? Shit.
I mean, you said definitely.
Number one.
Still City, they're number one. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, who's number two? Camden or Steel City?
You asking me or Larry?
I'm asking both of you guys.
I think that's a really good question, to be honest with you. And that's just me. But I feel like I'm the only one who's saying that around here, you know?
I would put Steel City, in my opinion.
Nah, man.
I don't know. I wasn't impressed with Camden yesterday.
Yeah, but they
you
still
played.
Won.
I watched. They still won barely by 2 points
to
an 8.
You got
to
understand that Price Electric is a very good team.
I know they are. I'm not saying that they're not. I know they are. But I watched the game, like, while I was watching your game, and I was not impressed with Camden at all.
Oh, wow. You talk shit on Camden.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. I was not. And Bam was quarterback, and I was not impressed with them.
That was his first game of the season. It's preseason for him.
Yeah, maybe that was his warm-up. But still, like, I just was not impressed. I expected Camden to do a lot more yesterday than it did.
But Price Electric ain't a bunch of bitches. They got a lot of good players.
I know they're not. But I just, like I said, I just wasn't impressed.
Okay. Bam did his thing. He scored 34 points. I mean, he obviously did his thing.
That's not easy to do. But Price Electric scored 32. That's what she's talking about. Like,
she should
have been in the game with him. That's what she was thinking.
It should have been more like a Steel City versus the Panthers game.
Alright, on your power rankings, you can put
Steel City second and Camden third.
Okay. I ain't mad at it. I can't argue that, but I got Camden second and then Steel City third. Alright, what say you, Larry?
I'm with you, Kim, but you know what? I've been feeling the same public pressure. We got to keep Camden at number two.
Come on, Larry. Yo, go with what you feel like, bro.
Yeah, you're letting everybody influence you.
Come on, go with what you feel. Do you really think they should be two? Or not?
No, they should be two, man. If Bam's out there every week in, week out, they are definitely number two. But right. I just feel like it's going to be up in the air every week. You never know who you're going to get.
Okay. Larry, you got Camden at two, right?
Yeah, I wish I could put them one, but I just after seeing rock bottom, I gotta go rock bottom one.
Now this is where it gets crazy.
Well, I would have prospects four. You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prospects definitely four. Prospects is four.
Agreed. Yep.
And then after that, it's just Jim.
Now it gets crazy. In my opinion, into the top four.
Now it gets crazy. That's what I meant. My bad. Now it gets crazy. Who's number five? Hybrids?
We gotta keep hybrids.
Hybrids or steel? Hybrids or price electric? I say hybrids.
Yeah, I agree.
I go price electric there.
Larry?
You said hybrids.
No, that was Jim.
Until hybrids let us down. I mean, I have hybrids up there since the beginning. You know what I mean? And they've been doing their thing. You know, they've been showing up with a full team. You know, price electric coming out with freaking six, seven guys. You know? I got to keep it with hybrids just because until they let me down, then I'll take them down, you know?
I agree. They were out there with a full team and they were ready to play and they were out to win.
I got hybrids at number five.
Yeah.
And then I got price electric at number six. All right. Now I don't know where to go.
Who you got at number six?
You just flip a coin now, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll say this. I probably shouldn't say this, but I will say this. At the end of the season, by maybe 7th or 8th game in, we will be in that 5-6 spot. In either the 5th or the 6th spot, we will be there. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, dude. I said it, quote it, tape it, put it on YouTube, send it in the ESPN. I don't give a shit what you do. We'll be in that 5-6. Hit the button again. Hit the button again. All right. I can't wait.
Kim ain't buying it, Jim.
Who ain't buying it?
Kim. She hit the laugh button before I even said anything.
Yeah, Kim's the same one who was like, oh, yeah, you guys are always like one of the better teams out there. You guys are undefeated. You guys are Guess what? We're back. We will
okay.
be back.
You know, that's what you needed because this is not the Jim that was on the show last season.
Yeah, it's not.
That's right.
The Jim that was on the show last season was, oh, they're going to beat us anyway. I suck, so they're going to beat us anyway. So, good. That's what you need yourself, like confidence.
You found
your confidence.
He went to go see the Wizards.
I'm telling you, as long as it's not done, but you got to
You're going to be in this at the end of the season, Jim? Okay.
I hope you are.
We shall see. And I hope so. I doubt it.
No,
but,
I said by the end. Like, I'm not saying.
Yeah,
you got a whole season, bro.
Got a whole season.
Well, I mean, I'm not predicting. Like, I'm not saying we're gonna definitely win a championship, but I think we're gonna. You know, the playoffs are a whole different animal. But we will be in that 5-6 range around there by, not even by the end, but like, I mean, it's 11. By like week 7-8, something like that, we're gonna be we'll climb up there.
All right. So where are we at? So. I would go with
definitely not Decepticons because they were lost, so they got to be moved down. And
yeah, it's almost impossible to do it
after pricing the hybrid.
And then it's a toss up, dude.
No. Price 5 and then hybrid.
I have the Monstars ahead of the Braves. That's all I know. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so who we got at 7?
GC. GC Irish?
No.
Yeah, GC Irish is up there.
You don't put them that high, but Larry does.
Who's 7, Larry?
I think GC Irish is better than Price.
I think GC Irish should be 7.
We're all going to have different ones, man. Like the 8th division is just so up in the air, in my opinion. It's totally up for grabs. The Decepticons are usually really good. They're not the same team. You know, they lost people. You know, I don't know who they have.
But Decepticons has also played two elite teams. So
yeah, they have.
They've also played two elite teams.
No, they played Price Electric. That's not.
No, they didn't. They played the Prospect and Camden.
They're playing Price Electric.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they hung in there.
Yeah, and they hung in there.
No,
so.
No. They played the Price Electric. You said
no. The Decepticons played Prospect.
Okay.
And then they played Camden.
Yeah, I think you're not judging. I don't think you're judging Decepticons the proper way.
They played two elite.
They played two elite teams. I would go with Decepticons at 7. And then Price, and then GC Irish. And
well,
then the Braves.
I don't know, man. GC Irish gave us a better game than the Decepticons did.
I agree. I think I would put GC Irish over the Decepticons.
Okay. All right. You too, Jim? All right, I'm outvoted. So GC Irish is at 7. All right, so who's at 8?
Panthers.
You put the Panthers over the Decepticons?
You put Panthers over the Decepticons?
Yeah.
Larry?
They beat them, yeah, I would, yes.
I don't know, man. They just got 49 points scored on them.
Yeah, they did.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, but that's I mean, that's no weak thing, though.
But still, it's still 49 points. That's like just quitting.
Like I said, it's going to, you know, from 5 down, it's just really hard. I think Immortal Kings are 14 and Colonial 13. That's all I know.
14 and 13.
I agree on that.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree on those.
14 and 13, and then
I mean, who knows? The Immortal Kings are
going to put the Monstars.
Where's the Monstars at?
You're going to put the Monstars at 12.
Are the Monstars better than? All right, are the Monstars better than the Patriots? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Are the Monstars better than the Panthers or Decepticons?
Or the Braves? I mean, what do you think?
Dude, it's just so hard. I don't know.
I know.
Just talk to me in like 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll be 5 or 6. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Kim, don't you dare hit that last button again, Kim.
I'm not hitting it.
Keep your fingers away from that button.
I'm trying to figure this out, man.
We're in serious thought here.
I think
it's tough. It's tough because it's so early in the season, and a lot of these eight teams have played elite teams, so you can't really judge them off of losing to an elite team.
I totally agree. That's a very good opinion that you just had, Kim. I totally agree.
Yeah, so it's tough to do the power rankings right now.
Yeah. I would
somehow Jeff got to the elite in the first 2 weeks. We had to play still sitting fucking last spot in the first 2 weeks.
Well, I still gotta play those guys, bro. Like play those guys.
After you played the prospects and then Camden. So after
we don't push
the Patriots
this year.
How'd you duck that?
What's that?
I put them next week, not this week, next week.
After the Patriots, the Braves play the prospects and then Camden.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
And then rock bottom.
Damn.
He said 3 losses in a row. Wow. Okay. Okay. We shall see. We shall see. We'll be ready. I'll tell you that. I'm not gonna say we're gonna win, but we're gonna be ready. We'll be ready for you.
All right. You already said you're gonna win, so stop backtracking.
I didn't say we were going to win.
He said stop backpedaling.
I'm pretty sure he said that.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I got it on tape. Cool.
I just
cool.
Think
you're going to win. I'm calling it.
I didn't say you're going to win. You're not going to win.
I'm calling it a team meeting. That's bulletin board material.
We'll see, Jim.
Right.
Come the dawn. Come Sunday. We shall see.
I'll be quarterback with
the
tight sweatpants number 5.
It's me. Larry, come on, man. Give me some help here, bro.
This is your forte.
I need 8.
Number 8.
You're usually on point with your Vegas picks and power rankings.
Yeah, you usually are. Are you gonna bump the Patriots up?
Or down?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jim's right. Patriots are better than Ravagers, right?
I agree. So I would put the Ravagers at 12.
Immortal Kings are at 14.
Okay, I like
Colonial Donners at 13.
Yeah, like, yep.
Ravagers, I mean, Monstars. Monstars at 12.
I don't think they're that low, dude.
Who do you think is below them?
I don't know, but I mean, they played Price real tough and they won last week, so I don't think they're. I guess it's too.
Because we got the Decepticons, the Panthers, the Braves,
and the Patriots left. The Monstars, Decepticons, Panthers.
And Braves.
And Braves. And Patriots.
And Patriots. And Panthers, yeah.
Yeah.
Decepticons.
Decepticons, Panthers, Braves, Patriots, Monstars left.
Yeah. Well, you already know I'm pretty confident, so I think we're, I'm confident, but the Panthers, I'm giving the Panthers love. I know they just got blown out, but they beat a lot of those teams. They beat us twice. They beat Decepticons last year. It's just, Jeff, I told you on the phone, it's going to be hard to do the power rankings to enter the third week. It's just, it's tough, man. You know, we got Rock Bottom, Colonial. I guess none of the elites play each other. None of the elites have played each other yet, right? They just play all eight.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand why that's crazy. They haven't played each other yet.
There's only four of them, so it's not like.
But still, you would think they would at least play
one
of the four. I don't know. I don't know where to put us after that loss, after that embarrassing loss.
Would you put you guys down above Colonial Diner?
Hell no.
Because you're modest anyway, so you're going to say put us in last place.
Yeah, we can be 14.
This season, you're being very modest.
Yeah.
Like,
we can be 14. But if if we get our guys, everybody show up, I feel like we can be as high as five.
Yeah,
if all three guys
that weren't there this week show up.
Was huge.
Yeah.
Was huge. So.
For all three of them to be missing at the same time, yeah.
We'll see, though. We shall see. All right, I got it. Braves at...
Let's settle this.
Yeah, settle this once and for all.
Braves at number 12.
Braves at 12. Braves at 12. Then Immortal Kings at 14. Colonial Diner at 13, Braves at 12, Patriots at 11, Panthers at 10, Decepticons at 9.
Then you got the Monstars at 8.
Oh, wait. Where'd I put the Monstars at?
This isn't going off to him, right? I'll do it. All right, I'll do it. Number one is Rock Bottom. Number two is Camden. Number three is Steel Cities. Number four is Prospects. Number five is Price. Number six is the Hybrids. Number seven is the Panthers. Number eight is the Monstars. Number nine is the Braves. Number 10 is the Patriots. Number 11 is the Decepticons. Number 12, I'm missing a team. I got 14, 13, 13. Oh, fuck. No, they're high. Oh, shit. Forget it. I don't want to do this. GCR.
What do you got there, Larry?
Larry, you got a shot?
I think I got it. Let's start from the bottom, all right? Ready for this?
Okay.
So, Immortal King 14.
How are you?
Colonial Diner 13.
Yes.
So, I got the Ravagers at number 12, bro.
I agree.
And the reason why is because, you know, if Colonial gave them a game, then that means they got to be close to them somewhat, but obviously on top of them since they did beat Colonial. So are the Monstar Ravagers, are they better than the Patriots? Are they better than the Decepticons? Are they better than the Panthers? Are they better than the Braves?
So.
No, I don't think so. Nope.
I don't think so. I agree with you. I think they're number 12.
Yeah. Ravagers number 12. Then I got Patriots at number 11. Just because, same thing. Can the Patriots beat GCRs, Braves, Panthers? Probably Decepticons. You know what? Maybe they're better than Decepticons. You know what I mean? I think I might put Patriots at 10 just because the Patriots did play two elite teams.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know,
and they hung in there for both games. Like, they didn't get blown away. They hung in there.
Yeah, so I think Decepticons 11. Decepticons 11.
Okay, I agree with that.
And then, so we got 10. Panthers at number 9, just because I got Braves at number 8. I think the Braves, again, with the players, if they all show up, that Braves team is fucking, it's borderline goddamn elite. I'm talking Ishii is an elite player. Dave is an elite player.
Larry, Pagan, I agree with you.
Sean has already won an A championship, so in my book, he is an elite player. You got Christian, who is a great Wes Walker type receiver. You got a couple young good D-backs I've seen out there, even our good receivers. You know, the Braves got to be up in the single digits, man. Number eight.
I agree with you, Larry.
So with GC Irish, obviously GC Irish won that game. Could have been different. Should have been different.
Should have been different, but go ahead. But they got
it. Wasn't, yeah.
This is what we got, right? So Irish at number seven.
Okay.
I guess, and I'm saying you got to go Price at six, Hybrid five, just because, like I said, I want Hybrids to prove me wrong.
I agree.
I just remember being young in the league, man, and Hybrids always scared me, man. It always played tough. You know, I think it'll be a different story nowadays because they got older, but I still think they're a solid team. Really do.
I agree with you.
They look like a solid team, and like I said, they had mad people, and they were out there to win.
Yeah, they were.
But I think you offended Jim when he said that. You weren't sure if he could beat the Decepticons and stuff because he hung up on us.
Whatever. But, I think you're right, Larry.
That's
you're right.
Perfect. Spot on. Round of applause. We could have done it better.
I think you got it right. I think you're right.
You know?
I think you're right.
That's what we got, man. That's going to be official right there. What do you say, bro?
Yep, I
say
agree.
So. Post that shit on Facebook and let's rock.
That's
our show tonight, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. As usual, you are the man. And
see
I will
you
definitely
Monday.
Monday. I'll see you on Sunday. But good luck this week, bro. And then next week we rock.
Sure, man. Absolutely, dude. Sounds great. I'll see you guys out there.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you, man.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy. All right, plug it in. Plug the
All right, so anyone who wants to call in, we're live recording on Mondays, 516-387-1879. Call in, and it's from 9 o'clock till about 10:30-ish, 11-ish. We'll be live recording. Or you can listen to us live at blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. Or you can watch us the day after tomorrow on YouTube at YUN9SLIM. Also, check us out tomorrow on YouTube to see the
couple interviews.
Also, the clips that we recorded. We have some interview footage. Then we're going to put some game footage from the Braves and GCRs. There's some Patriots clips, some Price Electric and Camden clips. So.
And and then we got they can check out the Tyree and the
Diz and
Sean interview. You know, just something light. You know, I mean, I want to start interviewing some guys every week. You know, just to get so you guys can meet some of the players in the league. Everybody knows everybody, but you know, something different, something new, and just you know. And thank you guys for listening.
And we'll see you next Monday around
9-ish. 9 o'clock. Peace.